Thanks.
At this time, I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Planning and Zoning Board of Adjustments. Mr. Ashley, would you give us a roll call?
Okay. Dave Clemenson.
Present.
Tom Gideon.
Present.
Tony Mullen.
Present.
Mark Weiss.
Here.
And David Nelson.
Present.
We have established a quorum.
Thank you. And would you give us the public hearing procedures for tonight?
We actually have election of officers.
Do you want to do that first?
It's up to the discretion of the board.
Okay. We do have to have election of officers, and at this time we have a chairman and a vice chairman to elect for this coming year. And I would open the floor to election of chairman.
I nominate Dave Clemenson, chairman.
Second.
Any other nominations? Hearing none, I'll close the nomination for chairman and ask for a vote. David?
Aye.
Tom?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Tony?
Aye.
And the chairman is elected. Vice chairman available now to be elected. Take the floor for nominees.
Nominate Dave.
Motion made for Dave. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. That is a David Nelson rather than Dave Clemenson.
Guess I should have said that.
Close the nominations. All those in favor of Vice Chairman David Nelson. Tom?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Tony?
Aye.
Chairman, aye. You want to say anything?
No.
Okay. Very good.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And we'll continue with the public hearing procedures at this time.
Okay. I would like to welcome you this evening to the February 20th, 2013 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear two variance requests and one request for reconsideration. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance request, which is filed with the Planning Department. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for each of the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each variance case will be read, followed by a video and any questions for staff. As the chairman had indicated, if you wish to comment upon either of the two variance applications, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a variance request must be sworn in and will be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes, unless additional time is granted by the chairman. This evening, we do also have a single request for reconsideration of the board's December 19th, 2012, denial of appeal number 2012-2A. The applicant or his representative, when called, will be required to present evidence to the board demonstrating that a substantial injustice would result from a refusal to grant the reconsideration request. Per the provisions of the Board of Adjustment bylaws, it must be demonstrated that there is no new evidence that was not in existence at the time of the original hearing. No public comment will be heard this evening regarding the reconsideration request, with the exception of testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with the information requested by the board. If the Board of Adjustment does grant the request for a reconsideration, a rehearing would be scheduled for the next Board of Adjustment meeting, which would be scheduled for 7 p.m. on March 20th. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. And David, would you read us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustments shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Excuse me. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. We have a request for rehearing or reconsideration. I do not see a representative for Greg or Stephanie Smith in the audience. Seeing that they're not here, I would presume we would be entertain a motion to deny any rehearing.
Move to deny.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded not to rehear this case. Call for the vote. David, how would you vote?
Deny.
Mark?
Aye.
Tom?
Deny.
Tony? And Chairman, deny also. Thank you. Hearing on Brett James Russell for a variance request from minimum lot size. Give us a staff report, please.
Okay. This is case number 2012-10V. The applicants are Britt James and Tara Russell. The property is located at 879 Brockman Road, Taneyville, Missouri, Swan Township, Section 22, Township 24, Range 22. And here's basically the property in question. As I said, the applicants, Britt and Tara Russell, are requesting a variance from Section 7, Table 3 of the Development Guidance Code and Article 9, Section 3, Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations concerning the 2-acre minimum lot size. The subject property is currently an approximately 3-acre meets and bounds described parcel of land. The property in question was originally a portion of a 68-acre farm. At the time that the original property owners divorced, all but 3 acres were sold to Jimmy Russell, the applicant's father. The wife was granted the 3 acres but was forced to sell, leading to the property being purchased by the applicant. The property is served by an existing on-site wastewater treatment system and a public water system. The general description of this is, like we said, this is a 3-acre meets and bounds described parcel of land located at 879 Brockman Road, and the applicants are seeking a lot size variance concerning the 2-acre minimum lot size. Basically, per the provisions of these regulations, the minimum lot size for a property served by an on-site wastewater treatment system is 2 acres. The applicants are requesting to replat the property in question, leaving the actual fenced-in yard area with the existing residence, while selling the land that's currently utilized by the adjoining landowner, the applicant's father, as pasture land for the cattle that are currently on the property. If the property in question were replatted utilizing the existing fence line as the new property boundary, the property would be approximately 1.1 acres in size. And essentially, it's a little difficult to see on here, but this is approximately the current property boundary. And essentially, the applicant is requesting to replat the property where the property boundaries would essentially follow the fence line around the existing residence here. And we've got just other views of the property. In review, the applicants are requesting a variance from the 2-acre minimum lot size, allowing the property in question to be replatted, utilizing the existing fence line as the new property line, leaving an approximately 1.10 acre tract of land. The approximately 2-acre remainder would then be absorbed into the existing adjoining 40-acre meets and bounds described tract of land owned by the applicant's father. Both the property in question and the adjoining property currently share a sole access point off of Brockman Road. The applicants and the adjoining property owner wish to ensure that the adjoining property continues to have this access off of Brockman Road, via that existing access point. The adjoining property owner currently uses these 2 acres for the raising of cattle. And I don't know if you could see, but in the pictures there are a number of cattle pens and corrals currently located on a portion of that property. If the property is not allowed to be replatted utilizing the existing fence line, basically the perimeter of the existing 3-acre tract will have to be fenced, ensuring that the adjoining property owner's cattle are properly contained. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance from the 2-acre minimum lot size requirement, allowing the property in question to be replatted, utilizing the existing fence line as the new property line, leaving an approximately 1.10 acre tract of land. Second, the approximately 2-acre remainder shall be absorbed by the existing adjoining 40-acre meets and bounds described tract of land into a single property description. Third, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And fourth, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a really brief video of the property. And just did a quick 360 right at the road. And you can basically see that both properties currently access at the same point. And here's some of the existing cattle pens and cattle panels. Existing residence, and it's a little hard to see, but the existing fence line on the other side.
All right, thank you. And who's here to speak on behalf of the applicant? All right. Jimmy, if you raise your right hand, I'd like to swear you in. Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Tell us more about this request.
Well, basically what brought this request about, my son's decided he wanted to sell his home there and move into town. And we basically are trying to just avoid having any more residences out there. I'd like to purchase the property, put it back into farming. Or it is in farming now, but to keep it in farming and just sell the existing fence-lined yard and residence there. All the utilities are on the property that is fenced in. It's on public water system that comes across the fenced in portion. All electric utilities come across there, so that's no issue. The sewer system's all on that piece of fenced in property there. But like I said, it mainly I own all the land surrounding it. My kids own the land now across the road from it, and we just like to keep it in the farming and kind of assure that there is no more homes put in right there. Wouldn't want to see somebody get a variance and put an extra house on it in the future. So that's really the basic reason as to why we're applying for this.
Okay. Any questions, concerns? Is that a septic system that is
yes.
that it is on now?
Yes, there is a septic system on it now.
Okay. Well, it's not a rare request to reduce the size down from the minimum standards that we have at 2 acres. But you already have three.
Mm-hmm.
Where would it put you if you came down to 2 acres instead of the 1 acre? Because we would be violating the code that we have established if we went to anything smaller than a 2 acre track.
Well, basically, going down to 2 acres would probably put us to having to move quite a bit of stuff and having to refence everything. Would be the big problem with it.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, we'd just soon leave it as a fence so that we could maintain the rest of it the way it is. If it was in the fenced-in yard area, then whoever purchased the home would be able to maintain that part. And most people don't want an extra acre to have to mow, and usually don't maintain very well. So, like I said, with the existing area, it still maintains within the septic and everything still maintained within the yard area there. And
so the blue line's basically the fence around
it? Yes. Coming right through here
okay.
to this, across, and then back
there. Okay. Approximately where is the septic system at?
The septic system is right out in here. Yes, sir.
Well, one thing that we need to be concerned with is that we don't give you just merely a grant that is a specialized grant that is more for your benefit than for the overall benefit of the code and the minimum standards that we have set. So it's a mere grant of a privilege is really not, we can't really do that, in my opinion.
Well, I realize the code, you know, was set to protect from getting too many septic systems on one piece of property and too small of a piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
However, in this instance, we're not looking at adding more septic systems to a piece of property. We're looking at preventing that from happening in the future. And
Mr. Chairman,
surrounding property.
Mark,
you know, it seems to me that this particular request is within the spirit of what was intended, because I heard Mr. Russell said that there would not be any other home on the other property. To alleviate the possibility of that, have you considered putting any type of deed restriction on it to keep it in agricultural use without coming back to this board? Or not this board, but the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Deed restriction on...
You're going to have to create an easement, I believe, correct?
I'm sorry?
Won't an easement need to be created when you do this plat, however the plat comes out?
No.
Okay. Is there an easement in place for the two, for the home and both properties as it sits?
An easement?
Who owns the driveway?
Well, he owns the driveway coming into the house there. Of course, if this is granted and I purchase, whenever I purchase the other, I'll just make another easement off the road.
Oh, Cadeau. I wasn't clear on that.
Yeah, okay. I was making another entrance off the road.
I thought that would be shared in the way in forever.
No, okay. No, there would be nothing like that. Yeah. Yeah, all the front of that right there joins the road on down through there. So.
Any further comments? David?
Well, he owns all the surrounding property. His son owns the property across the street. I don't know if having to refence all of his property would be a financial hardship or if that's an inconvenience. I'm not sure. I don't see a problem with granting this variance.
Well, in this case, I mean, he's understanding the septic system and everything. It's on the piece of property or whatever that he owns property around it. So I guess what I'm saying is that if it was to go bad or whatever, he's the one to me. I mean, it's going to be over on your property. And so if it wasn't to function correctly or something.
Just be fertilizer.
Yeah.
You know, my way of looking at it, not only be a financial hardship for Mr. Russell, it'd also be a hardship for the guy that would have to start mowing that unkept yard once you move that fence. In this case, I see this as very low density. I do not have any problem with this request.
Any other comments? All right. I'll call for a motion to be made.
I'll move to approve the variance request.
I'll second.
Motion been made and approved to grant the variance request from 3 acres down to 1 acre.
1.1, is it?
1.1.
And I left it approximate just because that was taking measurements basically off of the GIS system utilizing the fence.
Okay.
Utilizing the.
Okay. I'll call for the vote then. David, you made the motion?
Approve the variance request.
Who seconded?
Approve.
Mark? Tom?
Approve.
Tony?
Approve.
And the chairman would deny. So we have a 4-1. So you're good to go.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
Sterling Estates Condo Association.
Okay.
Staff report.
This is case number 2012-11B. The applicants are the Sterling Estates Condominium Owners Association. The representative on this is Ken Buchanan. The subject property is located on Sterling Way off of Iowa Colony Road, Hollister, Missouri, in the Oliver Township, Section 24, Township 22, Range 22. And this is basically the property in question. It didn't highlight them for whatever reason here, but. And we've also included a survey, and I've also got a hard copy that I'll pass out as well. The applicant, the Sterling Estates Condominium Association, is requesting a series of variances from Section 7, Table 1, Property Line Setbacks, and Appendix K, Road and Access Standards of the Development Guidance Code. The subject property currently consists of 5 duplex patio homes, or essentially 10 duplex patio home units held in condominium-style ownership, platted as Sterling Estates. On October 16, 2002, Sterling Estates was approved by the Taney County Board of Adjustment as an appeal authorizing the development of 10 duplex patio homes or 20 duplex patio units for residential use to be held in condominium-style ownership. The Taney County Planning Commission had initially denied the request on September 16, 2002. The 10 duplex patio home units in question have been constructed and are currently being held in condominium-style ownership, with the lot area currently being maintained by the Condominium Owners Association as common space. The Sterling Estates Condominium Owners Association is now requesting variances from Section 7, Table 1, property line setbacks, and also Appendix K, road and access standards of the Development Guidance Code, essentially in order to allow for the replatting of the existing the 10 existing condominium units as a zero lot line, whole ownership duplex subdivision. The property owners are wishing to dissolve the Condominium Owners Association and become a whole ownership duplex patio home subdivision. The general description on this, again, is that the Condominium Association is requesting variances from Section 7, Table 1 and Appendix K, basically allowing for the replatting of the 10 lots that have already been built upon. Sterling Way, formerly an ingress and egress easement, doesn't meet the required 50-foot minimum right-of-way requirements, and expanding it to meet the requirement would cause a number of the existing units to encroach within the said right-of-way. The applicant is requesting a few other variances. There would basically be a 0.33-foot side lot variance on lot 3 and a 2.1-foot front yard variance or front of lot line variance on lot 3 as well. The request also includes about a 3.25-foot side lot variance on lot 5. The applicant has requested a variance from the road frontage requirements. However, upon reviewing the requirements of Section 7, Table 3 of the Development Guidance Code, it's actually calling for 70 feet of frontage for the entire two-family dwelling or both lots, and so they actually would meet that requirement. The verbiage is a little confusing in the code currently. And we've got some various views of the property. In review on this one, in Taney County, it has been generally accepted practice to allow for the platting of a condominium-style ownership development with lots that don't necessarily meet the setback, road frontage, and or minimum lot size requirements, because essentially each of the lots is held by the Condominium Association as common property. Therefore, as condominium units were completed within Sterling Estates, upon the issuance of a certificate of compliance, each of the condominium units in the common areas maintained by the association were platted. The applicant is now requesting a variance in order to allow the 10 units, which like we've said, have already been constructed, to be replatted as lots. The balance of the original condominium-style development basically at this point has been sold off to other individuals after the original developer lost the property to the bank. Therefore, these 10 property owners at this point are not able to make any additional property available, allowing the property to meet the provisions of the Development Guidance Code. Essentially, nothing will actually change on the ground. It's primarily a proposal to change the ownership style. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, there would be approval of a variance of 25 feet from the 50-foot minimum road right-of-way requirements, allowing the easement width of Sterling Way to be 25 feet wide. Second, approval of a side lot setback variance of 0.33 feet, allowing the existing duplex patio home on lot 3 to be set back 6.67 feet from the west side lot line. Third, approval of a side lot setback variance of 2.1 feet, allowing the existing duplex patio home on lot 3 to be set back 22.9 feet from the front property line. And also approval of a side lot setback variance of almost 3.25 feet, allowing the existing duplex patio home on lot 5 to be set back 3.76 feet from the west side lot line. Fifth would be compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And sixth, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approvals shall expire. And we've got a fairly brief video here. We basically just drove the existing development. And we're just turning into Sterling Way here. And essentially, at this point, we just drive up the other side of the street.
All right. And for those that would like to speak on this, I'd like to swear you in if you'll stand up and raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
I do.
Who would like to be first, Ken or Pat?
Ken.
All right. You can.
Yes. As Ma pointed out, this originally started out as condominium development due to the circumstances. And basically, and Pat can correct me if I'm wrong, each of these property owners are taking care of the property themselves. There is not an association taking care of the lots and the roads and everything else. Has fallen upon the property owners to take care of, and there really is not an association. They have an association, but basically it's the 10 lot owners out there taking care of it. There's no developer. There's no other person to take care of the other properties now. And due to those circumstances, if they can become a patio home and get these replatted, basically they can continue to use the yards the way that they have been, and does away with the condominium association. And also wanted to point out what we've done. The original ingress and egress was widened there where the road turns to the north to include Bob up where you see, I think it's okay. C3.
Sorry about that.
We're C3. We've widened that okay. out to give that a little broader section in there. There was not enough to make a teardrop or a cul-de-sac type turnaround, but we have widened it a little bit just because the existing pavement out there is a little wider than it was originally platted. So we tried to give as much road as we could, where we could, without causing any other issues as far as setbacks.
All right. Pat, anything further?
Just what he said. I mean, we've always operated as like patio homes, you know. Just we had to be deeded as condos in the beginning since there wasn't a statute at that time to give us that possibility. And there are certain financial benefits to becoming, you know, patio homes versus condos. It creates, you know, more problems as condos. So now the statute is there. That's why all of us as homeowners have voted unanimously to become patio homes if we can possibly do that.
Well, one reason that this is compatible now is that the commission voted in the terminology of duplex. We had not had a definition for a duplex.
Uh-huh.
And when that came up, then I thought there would be several persons or owners that would like to change the style without changing anything else. And this is very compatible within the code that we have now. Any comments, questions?
Can you get the measurements a little more accurate?
I'm sorry.
I was directing it. He knows who
depends on the contractors that are out there building them, Tom.
The 3.76, I'm reading it, that amused me.
Yeah. I see this as just a change. It would be beneficial to the owners that are there. It doesn't affect any other neighbor. Truly, it opens up other financing means for anybody that would be buying or selling a home there.
And you do have approved one directly across from Iowa Colony Road, the same type of situation.
I thought I had one that showed it a little better, but I don't know that I do.
Basically, those condos, right?
Yeah.
The ones directly across there.
Yeah, right through.
The two buildings there that also that front towards Iowa Colony.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the one Bar purchased, wasn't it?
I believe that's
right. We had a variance request on that farthest one.
Yeah, those two buildings across the road have been approved for the same type of situation.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to approve the variance request as stated.
Second.
All right, and shall we make that per the request as stated in the...
Per the request
there.
As...
Right there, so we have them. Thank you. Call for the vote then. Mark, how would you vote?
To approve.
Tom?
To approve.
David?
Approve.
Tony?
Approve.
Chairman, approve also.
So you have
your request, and Bonita will be with you with some paperwork within tomorrow. No, not tomorrow.
possibly. Weather permit.
She might be here all night. Who
knows? We're all staying the night.
All right. We have minutes of the last meeting, which was in December.
I move to approve as typed.
Motion been made to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No opposition, none. Okay. Any old or new business to come before us at this time?
About the only thing I've got, Monday morning at 9:30, the county commission is going to consider the latest round of nightly rental amendments.
Oh boy.
I don't know where it'll go, but it's on their agenda.
Do you think that had anything to do with us?
He's been working on that.
Did that have anything to do with our recent request?
It did. The Planning Commission had strong feelings. They wanted to further clarify what the requirements would be for nightly rental as far as parking requirements, occupancy, things of that nature.
Fire protection.
Exactly, exactly.
So yeah, where does this stand with, in your opinion, if you have one opinion, where would this stand with the things that have happened in the last 2-3 years on this particular piece of property?
I don't think it'll really limit these from being approved, but I think it'll limit some things like the occupancy. I don't think you'll see, I believe it limits it to 2 persons per bedroom, for example.
Yeah, I was talking about the legal proceedings.
Oh, okay.
The stuff that we've already dealt with.
The legal proceedings that were on a stay order and he didn't adhere to the stay order.
Oh, as far as what's the status of
the Smith property?
At this point, it's still in it's being prosecuted. It's still in litigation. It's still being rented.
What the commission is going to be talking about Monday, is that going to have any effect on that particular situation? Are the new changes they're proposing going to have any effect on that, or is everything going forward?
I think it would just be from this, from that date forward, basically, because we couldn't really adopt the changes retroactively.
Okay. I move we go home.
All right. Motion been made to adjourn. Anything for next month yet?
We have one item, don't we? One variance request.
All right. We'll be here.
Very good. Being adjourned.
All right.